You're listening to Discovering You Again with Susan Axelrod. Women facing down the second half of life, who are you putting first? Have you reached an age where you've seen it all, but still know there's more? Is life part two sneaking up on you? Look inside yourself and buckle up. We're just getting started. Don't settle for being comfortable in your skin. Break free and be radiant, inspired, confident, and abundant. These are your years. Take them and stop apologizing. Attack the second half of life with purpose. Discovering You Again with Susan Axelrod starts now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Discovering You Again with Susan Axelrod. And today, my co-host, Dr. Pat. Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you today?
Awesome, Susan. How are you doing? I'm really excited about what we're talking about today.
Well, I'm glad you're excited about it because I want to, you know, I say this every show. I hear myself repeating myself, but we keep it real here. Yeah. So I want to open by sharing something that happened to me. But before I do that, I want to give a big fat thank you to you, Dr. Pat. Do you know that sometimes it just takes a little personal connection to change a person's day? I emailed you to let you know what the topic of our show is today. And I was like, oh, here's what it is. You know, we go back and forth a little bit. And all of a sudden, out of a clear blue sky, a few days later, I receive a personal call from you. Susan, is everything okay? And I want to say thank you. That's relevant because the topic of today's show is what happens when you receive blows in your life. What happens when you feel like you fell from grace? What happens when shit happens? And when I emailed you, Dr. Pat, and let you know that that was the topic of the show, and I shared a little tiny bit that this topic happens to be personally relevant for me, you called me. You reached out personally to say, are you okay? Dr. Pat, I want to thank you for that.
Well, you know, I think sometimes we learn how to connect with ourselves and how to connect with each other because we've been through things. And I think that's part of it, right? You know, we have been through ups and downs and sideways. We have been down, not thinking we're ever going to get up. We have been up. We have been on the highs of highs, you know, but in the end, what are we going to do in support of each other, no matter where we are in the journey? And that, I think, is really the part of the conversation for today.
It absolutely is. That small, you know, I will admit, I am going to share my story. I'm going to tell what happened. But when you called and said, Susan, are you okay? At first, I was, you know, taken aback. And I was like, what's she talking about? And then I realized you were responding to my email about the radio show topic.
Yeah.
And I had to feel a little bit ashamed because my story is what we call a first world problem. But we know that my story is mine. So let me just briefly tell what happened, not keep it a big fat secret, and then we can get into it because I do agree with you. I think that, you know, Dr. Pat, you talk about human dignity, and I think that this topic is right along those lines. So I work very hard in my life. I'm very dedicated to my craft. I work by myself. I sit here. I really give my full energy, both to my clients in my coaching work, to my clients as a consultant, but also in all of the free stuff that I do. I do a daily Facebook Live thing. I do LinkedIn engagements. I do a lot of free connecting and engaging in life because I love what I do. It's fun for me. What happens as a result of that is I'm on a lot. And when I'm on, I'm in full energy. Let me skip over now to my husband. My husband is a child psychologist who does many different things. But in particular, when you're working with children, there's an energy level there of, you know, saving them, you know, helping them and saving them and shoring up the foundations for their lives that I think is very intense. So I planned a vacation. The last time he and I went away on one of those big vacations that couples take was 7 years ago, maybe 8 years ago. It was either 7 or 8 years ago. I planned a vacation. It took me the whole year to convince him to go, but eventually we planned a vacation for December. 12 days, 11 nights, 12 days in Costa Rica. So for the last 30 days prior to this vacation, I'm, you know, eating. I know I'm going to be in a bathing suit on the beach. I'm eating right. I'm working out. I'm thinking about it. I'm visualizing being on the beach. I'm imbuing it with a lot of need on my part, both for me and my husband and for us together as a couple. Well, guess what happened? In the end, 1 week before the vacation, which was Thanksgiving week, we found an expired passport. And because it was Thanksgiving week, because we already had family coming in and various things going on, in the end, the short version of that side of the story is we lost the trip. We didn't just not get to go on the trip. We lost the trip. We lost all the money for the trip. So there's money, but thankfully, I'm very lucky to be able to say way more than that in my life was the loss of this experience. And I went into the trenches on this. I had a depressive episode, the likes of which I haven't seen in more than a decade, actually. Wow. And I was crying and I was mad. And it was really, this is the full reveal that even though I'm the coach, I'm the confidence coach, and I, you know, I'm Miss Positivity, as my husband said to me through my face one day, you're Miss Positivity. I'm also human. And so I decided, Dr. Pat, that we would talk today on the topic, what do you do with life's blows? What happens when you fall? What happens when you trip? What happens with the struggles and the challenges? And what can you do about it? And how can you turn that into wisdom? So that's my sad story, Dr. Pat.
Well, here's what I think. I think that we're going to talk about today a couple of things as you've highlighted. One of them, most importantly, is to talk about life. And what I mean by that is, you know, I did a show the other day, so this must be in the air. And the show I did was sometimes you're the windshield and sometimes you're the bug. And that's a song, right? Do you know that song?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Sometimes you're a Louisville slugger. I mean, it's like a famous like country song.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And when you read the lyrics of that, or when we think about that, the depth of our strength doesn't come from the character we develop in life when life works out perfectly for us. The strength of our character comes when we are drawn into the depths of our very soul to explore what in life not only are we called to do, but for the sake of the show today, to show us in life what our ability is as human beings to rise above the no matter what, the no matter what. And I think that to me, you know, is part of the conversation is, are we going to stay true to what we have called into our lives no matter what? You know, there's a phrase in a program I belong to, one of the phrases is no matter what. You will not do this or you will not do that no matter what. You will not go down the path of discontent no matter what. And so we have to develop our own tools as you've done for this. And I think that's what today is about, is to share not only how deep and dark we have the ability to go, because as human beings, we have the widest range of emotions ever represented. You know, the energy fields of our emotions are profoundly measured now. But the question is, what part of those are we able to manage, feel, and express, and then move on?
Yes, I'm shaking my head. I'm nodding vigorously to this because that is one of the things, one of the break, breakthroughs that I had myself over the years that I do teach. I write about it in my articles, my book. I talk about it in my coaching. I teach about it online. And that is that place of feeling. That is that place of feeling. And let me tell you something. The feelings that I had, a friend of mine said, Susan, you're grieving. It sounds strange to be talking about a trip, but I like the way you understand that this is more about life for me than it is about an actual, I'm putting trip in quotation marks. And a friend of mine said to me, you're grieving the loss of what it was that you had a need for. And so that place, that feeling space of which you just spoke, that is the place that I excavated through as part of my own discovering you again journey, my own soul connection through my personal transformation. But I got to tell you, after the last week or so, I want to cover those feelings up because it's not fun. It's not fun to go back to that place.
Well, one of the things that I think that we are looking at and we'll talk about today is in the conversation of things in our life and in our world, you know, where are we going to put our attention? You know, what are we going to look at in our lives? You know, and I answered this question the other day for somebody. They were looking at the shows that we do. And this is somebody new, right? And what they said was, you know, when we looked at TTR, we were struck by the diversity of the types of hosts and the shows. But they said something even more interesting. They said, but what everybody has in common, and the only, they looked at the banners and, you know, what we have on the sites, your profile page. They said, what everybody has in common is helping rise up above, helping live our best lives, helping all of that. And I said, you know, that's very astute of you. And I said, what are you comparing us to? And they said, every other talk radio network.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I thought, you know, that's interesting because I don't look, we come in and we do what we do.
Yep.
We don't do comparing, never have. 15 years, I've never looked at what anybody else does. But you're here today to talk about a crushing blow, life happens, or is it wisdom building? And that's the basis for talking about this today. You know, sometimes we get to it slowly, sometimes we get to it quickly.
Absolutely. In our next segment, that is what I want to focus on. It is for me after, you know, moving through, you know, what's the analogy? Turning the ocean liner? Is that what they say? You know,
yeah.
That big? Turning the ocean liner, how slowly it goes through the ocean. That's what it has felt like a little bit to me because, of course, I live so much in awareness. And so as I've been turning the ocean liner slowly through the water, it has been coming up for me and I have realized that there is the wisdom building. And that's really what I want to talk about in the
awesome.
Next segment.
Cool.
So
let's do
we'll
it.
Do that.
Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, it's all about the wisdom building. And what you should know is it's not like going from I am depressed to I am slap happy. We're going to talk
like
about
this.
The journey. We'll be right back.
90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Hobert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Hobert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyhobert.com. That's drkathyhobert.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Discovering You Again. We are talking about the crushing blows that happen in our lives. We are talking about life happening. We're talking about real life. I have found something happened to me recently, which I shared about in the first segment. As I've been speaking with other people, that there is a lot on people's minds today. I'm not sure if it's the end of the year coming, which actually is the end of a decade, or if it's a new year starting or the beginning of a new decade, but people have a lot on their minds. In this segment, I want to talk about how do we turn what we've learned from the challenges or the crushing blows in our lives to wisdom. Just before we ended, Dr. Pat said something that I want to repeat and ask her about. She said, we're not talking about going from I am depressed to I am slap happy. And that is such an important distinction, Dr. Pat. Yeah. I love the idea. Yeah. Please discuss.
Well, here's the thing. I want to just be clear about this because we do have the ability to do that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I want to tell a little story and then we can talk about some tools and tips for this. You and I know, and I've shared this before about my own history, my own background, my own battles with depression. You know, I mean, you don't start your life out being bounced around family to family. My mom was on drugs and alcohol. Not by her choice. I mean, back then, to quiet women, you put them on medication. You know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you did. You just shut them up. I was actually born with her being on drugs and medication. And so when I think about my life and then think about her suicide when I was six and then being homeless at 17, I asked myself, how did I get up from that? I had to ask myself that. Here's what I'll tell you. As up and down as my mom, my birth mom was, she could be emotionally low and down, but she was always loving and caring to me. The side that we don't talk about is how we develop and what our experiences, life do for us. And so I went back and I remembered that. And I thought, you know, I took the best and the worst, and that came with me in my life. But I learned some things, and so have you. What I've learned is every moment of every day, I have a choice to how I feel. Mm. Now, many people may be listening and say, I don't, you know, I have bipolar disease, or I have this, or I have that. And I will say to you, yes, those struggles are real, but there are things that each of us can do. I'm not saying it's easy for everyone, but you can get there. And what I'm talking about is what you are here to tell people today. I have had more hosts in the past 2 months come to me and request a total remake of their shows. Total. So I think it's both things that you mentioned, Susan. I think it is something in us, but I think energetically there's something way more,
more powerful
going on about 2020.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there is something powerful and there's a pull. What happened with me as I went down in my hero's journey, you know, I went down and I was, you know, climbing up and pulling myself back up. One of the things I knew, Dr. Pat, when I lost that trip, I want to tell you, the very first thought I had was a thought of grace. Let me tell you what it was. The very first thought, when I realized the passport is expired, the very next thought I had was, you know what? Thank God that the thing that happened was a human mistake, a human error, and not something devastatingly personal. You know, something, illness or death or right. Some devastating personal thing. So that's the power of gratitude and blessing, right? So that was right. The first place my mind went. The next place my mind went was this. What is the real reason for this? What am I intended to do during this time instead of being there? And the thing that popped up in my mind is my book. I have been working on a book called Discovering You Again for 2 years, 2018 and 2019. I got all the way through a full manuscript. I actually paid an editor to have it professionally edited, but somehow, for some reason, in August, it went dormant in me. If you've ever published a book, anybody who's listening, if you're a writer, you know what writer's block is. You know that sometimes in our writing, there's dormancy. Well, this was total dormancy. But because I was home and had time, I had nothing planned. My calendar was clear. I took out my book. And do you know? I had to laugh. I read my own words from start to finish, and my own words helped me. My own words are from what? My wisdom gleaned over my journey of all the ups and downs that you talked about over the last decades of my life. And that is what we're talking about now. What is the wisdom that you've gleaned from these blows and challenges that you've suffered? The other thing that happened to me, Dr. Pat, was I thought about my Live at 5 series. I go daily Live at 5, 5 p.m. Eastern, Live at 5 with Susan Axelrod. And what came up in me was this, something you'll appreciate based on what you just said. The series I created that I'm in this week, a 5-part series, is this. This is your life. What are you doing with it? And so every day this week, I am asking my friends on my Facebook, you know, in my Facebook community, this is your life. I'm even pointing my finger, Dr. Pat. This is your life. What are you doing with it? And I talked about the physical body and the physical life. I talked about the spiritual life. Yesterday, I talked about fun. Stop complaining that you're not having fun in your life. What are you doing with it? And today, I'm going to talk about career and finances. So I think that, you know, this is really, really important. How have you, Dr. Pat, turned your learning, your gleaning into wisdom?
Yeah. One of the things that I think is that as you talk about this, I'm really struck by a couple things. You know, when you're in the middle of the muck, you're not thinking about, oh, this is happening to me because what? I'm going to create something like that, like you did? Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not going on the trip. Lost a lot of money. Oh, this is going to give me the great opportunity to dot, dot, dot. Mm-hmm. That is not it. That is not what the way it happens. Although I will say to you, you can have it happen like that. But most of us have to learn that skill. Mm-hmm. We have to learn that skill. I started a new expression and it's really pretty annoying. So what do I say when I hear words now like coming off of people that are really just odd to me that I would react to normally. You know, some people put up their hand. Yeah, I was listening to a TV preacher the other day, and he's like, just say, talk to the hand. Okay, so I don't do that. But I started to say to my mind, you know, what am I saying in my mind? So I started this phrase, I'm going to pretend you didn't say that. It's this thing going on in my mind. You know, I'm going to pretend you didn't just do that. So it's in my mind. So yesterday I started to do it out loud, right? And I found that it's hilarious to do. And I've been using it now. This has been my experiment for the week. Mm-hmm. I've been using it for some really bad stuff, right? That potentially could happen. And that has potentially happened. And I've been doing it. And somebody said to me, well, that is like the dumbest thing that I, like, what are you saying? You're going to pretend what? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to pretend like you didn't really say that. Is that okay? And somebody said, well, what are you actually going to pretend that I did say? And that's the key.
That is the key. That's priceless. Key. I love
that's
that.
That's priceless. Mm. Because I said, while I'm saying that, what I'm doing is I'm negating whatever aspect that's going to affect my energy feel in a negative way. But I'm not going to demean you in the process. You're allowed to say what you want. I'm not going to debate that with you. I'm not going to come back at you because people are allowed to be the people. I have an expression to my friends. You got to let the people be the people. Mm. You have to let the people be the people. But what do you do? So this little weird thing all week long. And I'm going to tell you how serious this was. I talked about it the other day. We're applying for financing to accelerate our tech and our crowdfunding. Not to bore anybody, but to build something with blockchain technology and artificial intelligence for the better of mankind, right? Of man and womankind for that. So in order to do that, you got to be like, you know, I want to get it done now. So you go out for funding. So you apply for this funding and you say to everybody that you're talking with, I learned so much. I'm so ignorant about this stuff. You know what I mean? I don't do this a lot. So I made so many mistakes this week alone. Mm. And I write, please do not run a hard check. I'm just telling you, I'm not even going to talk to your company unless you can agree out of the gate that you're only going to do a soft pull on credit. Because I watch my credit like a hawk. I lock it up on Experian because I know what it's like. I mean, the Chinese tried to copy the Dr. Pat show. So I know what this is like. Mm-hmm. I belong to LifeLock and a whole bunch of other things to protect all of you with our assets. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, this other company that I'm working with, who I really like, who I ultimately picked, thank you to Nick and Jake. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. I talked to you about you the other day. Thank you both. Call me. And they said, somebody ran a hard check on you. Now, they didn't have to tell me that. Hmm. They could have just blah, blah, blah. They said, somebody ran a hard check on you. I said, that's impossible. I said, I've only worked with about 3 people who would do that. And so I sent an email out and I found out the company who did it. And Susan, this is where this expression came from. The woman that agreed, and I've got emails about it, and I finally talked to the owner of the company. Obnoxious is the understatement, accusing me of not listening to what he was saying. And then the ultimate, calling me ma'am. And in my brain, I'm like, I'm pretending I'm not hearing him. I'm pretending. And then when he was done, I said, let's just agree on this. I have to file a fraud attack with Experian. And that's what I'm going to do. Unless you can reverse this hard. Well, why are you worrying about the hard pull? I said, let me give you a news flash. A hard pull stays on your record for anywhere from 24 to 48. And a hard pull for something I'm not going to buy because I'm not going to work with you. And he said, well, you signed the contract. I said, yeah. And I also got agreement you weren't going to run the hard pull. And that was just one item this week. Mm. Now, to people, they may be thinking, wow, that's so insignificant. But here's the deal. When you're in business and you're a corporation like I am, and you go to apply for anything, anything, anywhere, you could apply for a crown. If you apply to get your teeth filled under your corporate name, everybody has access to your public record. And what I want to say about that is I could have had a really negative reaction. Now, what happens, Susan? We're going to talk about this when we come back. What happens when you have a negative reaction around money? Because that's a money thing for you, and it was a money thing for me. What are we creating when we go that you-know-what crazy around a money item? We can go crazy about relationships, and but money. Let's talk about money, because you know what our theme for this year is? This is the year of ROI. That's one of our theme tags for this year coming out in January. And if this is the year of ROI, and I'll tell you what that means, then the bottom line is, if I am going nuts over a credit pull, what do you think might happen? We need to talk about what we invite in now from what you share.
Great. We'll do that after we come back. Stay with us. Looking forward to seeing you on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about money and 2020.
The year of plenty.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com. Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Are you true?
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Discovering You Again. We are talking about life's crushing blows. What do you do when stuff happens to you? Is there a way that you can turn the stuff that happens into wisdom? And if so, how do you do that? How do you share the wisdom? So while we were on break, Dr. Pat said to me, Susan, you didn't talk about what you did for your own reversal. How did you go from being in that depressive state? You know, how did you pull yourself back? So I'm so happy to talk about this because I used my own tools. I went back to some of the things that I've used and learned and gleaned my own wisdom over the years. And that's what I did. So it was long and slow. But having said that, 1 week is not that long and slow. In the old days, it would have taken me months. Now I was able to move a little bit more quickly. Why? Because of my wisdom from my blows in the past. So the first thing that I did, Dr. Pat, was, well, first of all, I cried. I was mad. I was so mad. So what I really did was I allowed myself to feel the feelings. And I didn't hate on myself for the mistake that was made, but I did allow myself to feel the feelings. And I had a lot of feelings to feel. So I allowed myself to feel the feelings. And also I want to thank and bless my husband because he also allowed me to feel the feelings without taking it personally. So that was the first thing. The second thing I did was that I gave myself time. I was supposed to be away for 12 days. I didn't have anything planned. So I really decided I'm going to take some time and figure this out. We did go away. We had a little overnight in the center of New York State, which is God's country. It's gorgeous, gorgeous country in central New York, wine country. There's fields. Yes, it was snowing. Okay, it wasn't the beach, but it was very beautiful. So the time that I did take also created space, airiness. I'm opening my hands. I created space. I opened up. What happens when you have a crushing blow is you go like this, you close up, you get into constriction. Your body closes up, your mind closes up. You literally go in and your breath becomes shallow. So I took some time, I gave myself space, and that was what began to help me sort of climb back up. Then what I did, Dr. Pat, was I took control of my thoughts. Okay, now this was not easy. You said, I love what you said that you've been thinking this week. You said, I wrote it down. I've been taking notes. I'm going to pretend you didn't say that.
Yeah.
Well, that phrase is a form of what I did next, which was I took control of my thoughts. Remember when I said I read my book and my own words helped me?
Yeah.
I have a whole chapter on mindset reset, AKA mindset transformation, which all stemmed from learning that thoughts are things and getting control of your thoughts. And so I really had to work hard at it, but eventually I did get control of my thoughts and asking myself, you know, what are the thoughts I want to be thinking? And your thought is, I'm going to pretend you didn't say that. You know, I'm going to pretend. And then somebody asked you, I loved when somebody said, well, what are you going to pretend I said? That was a really great one. And that's where you get the positive, moving towards the positive orientation. So that was generally how I did it. I read my book. I did my proofreading, which also soothed my soul in other ways because I have been feeling badly about not publishing my book yet. So there were many different kinds of things that I did. And then finally, I walked Mr. Cooper a lot. My experience is that being out in nature and being with animals, you know, animals are the completely 100% mindfully present spiritual creatures. And so my dog, Mr. Cooper, and I did a lot of walking. So that was how I had my reversal.
Yeah. I go play ping pong. I go hit a little white ball. And you know what? Let's just be clear about something. Ask me if I really want to get up and go do that. Do I really want to get up and get out of the house and go do that? Let me just tell you about that. I can't just get up and go out and play that sport. Before I go, I have to make sure I'm protecting my bones, my joints. I mean, honestly, I was horrible on my body into my 40s, right? Softball. I tore my meniscus at age 19. And their remedy from that back in the day was to take it out. So for me to get up and get ready to go play at the level of ping pong that I play, I got to wrap my knees. I got to put the Topperson all over my body. I have got to put copper sleeves on my arm. And so it would be so much easier to say, I'm not going to walk Mr. Cooper because Mr. Cooper, it's like too cold out right now. Or for me to say, holy crap, I got to get up. And I got to do what? I got to go find my stuff, my paraphernalia. Then I got to like put it on. Thank God for Topperson. Then I got to put that on. Then I got to wrap it. Then I got to wrap more. Then I got to find my stuff, right? Then I got to get in the car and I got to drive.
Yep.
I got to drive a half hour to get up to Everett. And then I'm there. And I don't even know if anybody's going to be there. Mm. But you do, because you know what you remember? You remember that when you're in that thing that can help you shift, you remember how it feels. Mm. You remember about being around people. You remember how wonderful, Mr. Cooper, right?
Yes.
All right. You remember how much you love Mr. Cooper and how Mr. Cooper loves you. Mm. And that's what we have to hold on to when we are in the depths and the breath of crisis. And boy, it was a week for us. It was a week for y'all don't even know to half. Mm. We were apologizing to hosts left and right. We had to send a host a letter, one of our morning folks. But you cannot plan for one of your producers out for the week and the other one. Nate, I hope you're listening. We love you. The dude came in and worked after this scenario. He's homeworking today, and Zach jumping in, and those two men working together, figuring it out, and then Jessica jumping in. You got to remember those things in life. That's what we got to hold on to. Why am I getting financing? It's because of that. Mm. It's because of you. And it's that feeling of knowing that we are so close. We're so close. But how do you do it, Susan? What tools do you use to go from, I'm just going to sit here. You know what my friend did? My friend's like, oh, I just sat home and watched the impeachment hearings. And I said, no. I said, like, how are you feeling today? Oh, she's like, I said, yeah, what did you find out from that? I'm like,
oh, that ain't happening.
You watch that? I said, look, I think every American needs to be informed what's going on.
Yeah.
But get the Cleft Notes. I think 100%. We all need to be informed of what's going on in our country and what's at risk so you can make an informed decision, right? It's like going to the shoe store. You go to the shoe store, right? And you want to pick, okay, I'm on a roll now. You want to pick a pair of shoes out, right?
Okay.
You're going to go buy shoes. And you like a certain shoe, right? But you go to the shoe store and you're in the shoe store and the person that's helping you takes you to the shoe, right? And says, this is your shoe. And you said, yes. And they say, you don't need to try it on because it's your shoe. You do need to try it on. See, that's what we're doing.
Absolutely.
You can't stop at being informed about life and about yourself. I can't talk to you about me if I'm not willing to face me every day.
Exactly. This is the truth. This is part of servant leadership. Dr. Pat, servant leadership is standing in your truth and sharing your truth and showing and role modeling the truth to others. And so that's what I've always, since I've met you, I've always appreciated that. I've developed my own style in part from learning from you, the head of this huge media network, that it's okay to reveal your vulnerabilities, to stand in your truth, that, you know, we're only human, we're not perfect, but we grow and we elevate in this way. Do you know that I watched an old interview of you, Dr. Pat? It was from 2005. And in that interview, you said, my goal through this network is to honor the dignity of the human spirit.
Yep.
And I was like, ooh, I was buzzing when I read that. That was so long ago. But in my experience with you, that is exactly what you did. When I opened the show thanking you for picking up the phone to call me, I mean, you have so many hosts to pick up the phone and say, are you okay, Susan? That is honoring the dignity of the human spirit. And do you know, that's what I thought of when you said, I'm going to pretend you didn't just say that, because that actually is honoring the dignity of the human spirit. If you received all the dreck from whichever circumstance is coming at you, then you respond in kind to that dreck. And then what happens? That's the way it goes. If you have this beautiful new construct to say, I'm going to pretend you didn't just say that, then you come from a place of improved spirit. Now, let me share one of the tools. My tools, all of my tools are so simple. Everyone can use them and they work 100% of the time. I created this tool called BSI. B as in boy, S as in Sam, I as in inspiration. All right. So BSI. B is for breathe. B is for breathe. Breathe. Dr. Pat, I've learned as part of my whole transformation, my whole enlightenment is based in breathing and in the privilege and the blessing of breath and the opportunity that breathing allows. I don't know if you remember, but I said I went into, you know, when you're in this crushing blow place, I'm bringing my whole body in, you go into constriction and your breathing becomes shallow. You're breathing right up here at the top of your headspace, and we need you to be breathing all the way down so your systems are all working and flowing and functioning. S is for stretch. Another thing that I didn't know, I've only been learning more recently with this great book that I'm reading about the blessing and the privilege of stretching. Anybody can do it. You don't have to do it the right way. You just have to stretch out your body and move your body. When Dr. Pat talks about getting out the door to go all that she has to go through to go to ping pong, it's because her body has shown her that it's great and it feels good and it feels better to do that if she can get herself there. Likewise with me and my walking Mr. Cooper out in nature. So the S is for stretch. Do anything. You can just get up and stretch. I do every day online. I stretch my upper body and I bring my shoulders back. And even just that is a stretch. The last word is I for intention. Intention. I have learned of the transformational nature of living with intention, of setting an intention. Intend where you want to go, what you want to do, and how you want to be. BSI, breathe, stretch, and set an intention. So what do you think about this little tool, Dr. Pat?
You have to do it. You have to do it. If you don't stop to breathe, and I just learned this the other day again, that little phrase that I use when I say, I'm going to pretend, right?
Yeah.
That's me taking a breath.
Ah, yes.
That's my version of a breath.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's where I hit the pause button. You know, in order for you to say it, you have to breathe. You have to take in the air and then you can say, I'm going to pretend you didn't say that. I'm going to pretend you didn't do that. And do you notice that I'm not saying it meanly, because I see the humor in it, even for myself. It's pretty funny right? To think, really, are you going to pretend? You're going to do that? You're going to pretend you didn't see it? And because the bottom line is that we are here to connect with each other. And the other part of it, it becomes a point of dialogue. You know, if you say to somebody kind of jokingly, you know what, I'm going to pretend you didn't say that, then they're going to want to know, really? And then the door opens up, right? But, you know, then you get into a funny thing, because somebody else said to me, I was trying this on this week. Somebody else said to me, oh, that's what you're going to do? Guess what? I'm going to pretend that you didn't pretend that you weren't going to say
that. I got it.
And I'm like, what? But the point is this, no matter what happens, you've got to find your own tool to rise up, because we were not built to stay buried, to stay down, to be less than. we were given promises about our lives. Every one of us were given promises. It's in every biblical, every non-biblical, every religious, every spiritual doctrine out there talks about our invaluable aspect of being able to rise up. Every one of them. Whether even if you go back into pagan rituals and you go back before Christianity, it was always about rising up, right? You know, the point is where we kind of get apart is why we do rise up. But the point is this: what can we learn from you and what you shared today to help us now as we're going through this holiday?
You know, in the last segment of the show, you talked about money a little bit. And you said we should talk about this. So my response actually is to address this and also to address that. It's my the idea of abundance, Dr. Pat. You know, really, if you can move your mind to a place of abundance, that is when you're leaving behind lack. A lot of this has to do with the idea of lack. So there's financial abundance, there's money, right? There's financial abundance, prosperity, but also abundance is about the idea there is enough. There is enough. And even for ourselves, we can apply this idea, there is enough. I am okay. There is enough time and space and spirit for me to be able to come back and do what I want to be doing, which is sharing my wisdom gleaned. And that's one of the messages that I really want to leave with our listeners today, Dr. Pat. This is so important. Life happens. How do you find the wisdom in what you've learned from that life happening? How do you glean from it? What do you gain from it? But most importantly, how do you then share it? There is a crying, desperate need for mentorship today, for stewardship today, for friendship today, for personal connection. Dr. Pat talked about human dignity. And so I want to leave our listeners with the idea that life does happen, not expecting life not to happen. That's crazy. That's just not reality. Life does happen. Things do happen. You know, Dr. Pat shared with us these big things, bigger than we can imagine, that happened with the network and the production and the financing and all that stuff about what's to come in the future. But all still and all, if you bring an abundant mindset and apply a little bit of time to the equation, that's when you can move forward. And Dr. Pat, I really, really do want to say thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with me personally, and also sharing your wisdom through all these shows that you do. You co-host with people like me coming on, the new people coming on, and your own shows. And that's really what I want to share today.
Well, you know, you do represent one of those people, Susan, those people that do represent honoring the dignity of the human spirit. And that's what I want you to remember about what you do, because what goes around comes around, like Mama used to say. Mm-hmm. And so if I start to beat up my consciousness on money, on relationships, on anything else, I am literally beating up my future evaluative acceptance of what's to come. And we all need to hold on to hope.
Wow. That really, really, truly just gave me chills. If you start to beat up yourself about these things, you're beating up your future and the potential, the abundant potential of what is to come. If you don't breathe and stretch and set these positive, open-minded intentions for yourself, then you are in a constricted space. And all together, we want to be in an abundant space, and we need to be in an abundant space. So Dr. Pat, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
I want to wish you all the very, very best for the year end, for the new beginning. And I'm so happy to be part of the TTR family. I'm looking forward to the launch of whatever is to come with the Transformation Talk Radio in the future.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Susan. And keep doing what you're doing, boy. I mean, I think we're on a roll here. And, you know, 2020 is the year of the ROI. This is the year where everybody's hard work comes back tenfold. And that's you too.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We will see you soon on Discovering You Again Radio. Take care, everyone.
Yeah, have a good one.
You've been listening to Discovering You Again with Susan Axelrod on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to catch us next month as Susan Axelrod helps answer that burning middle-aged question, what now? Get ready to dive in and be radiant in your skin. Connect to a dialogue of fun, encouragement, and new ways to tackle your future. For more about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.